Blog Talk Radio.
You are tuned in to Shots Fired Talk Show with your girl Shy Lakemia right now. And we're definitely about to get right up into the topic, income tax ballers. Who's ready? Who's ready to keep it real on her tonight and tell it like it is? I'm ready. And tonight, we're going to have our special guest artist interview from Young Trapper. Yes. And we're gonna get right into it. But hold on, let's let Jim Jones talk real quick. Yes, balling, okay? So, yes, our topic for tonight is income tax ballers. And because this is that tax season, I've been seeing, like, a lot of crazy stuff on social media when it comes to income tax. You already know the memes is out there. People got mad jokes about everything. Okay, the only thing that I seen on there that I thought was kind of extra was people were taking pictures of their W-2s and putting them on social media. For what? Is it that serious? Is it that deep? Now, I'm totally against people, like, in a way, I'm going to say 50%. I'm against people, like, trying to, like, play people that get their income tax and spend their money how they want, because I feel like at the end of the day, they worked all year. They worked all year and they worked hard. But then you have the other 50% that do just take things out of pocket. So tonight, that's what we'll be talking about. We'll be talking about the pros and the cons of income tax ballers. Like I said, some of them have the right. They worked all year. That is their money. But then on the flip side, it is some ratchetness to income tax ballers. It definitely, definitely is. Before we go into anything, I just want to highlight right now our Virginia casting call. Queen of the Curves, Brilliantly Beautiful Women, VA Models, and Yazzie Nicole Talent Company. We are having a mega casting in Virginia, Newport News, at the Days Inn in their ballroom. And it is February 28th from 11 to 5, and we're looking for all kinds of talent. Make sure you tune in to next week's show so you can hear every company come on and talk about specifically what they're looking for, but I know they're looking for you, so be there. Okay, we're going to go right into some callers and, you know, see what people think about the income tax ballers, get some opinions and, you know, things like that. Like I said, tonight we have an artist interview. We have Young Trapper coming on and his new single that he has. And he'll be coming on later for an interview. But I do want to let people know that, you know, Shots Fired Talk Show is everybody's platform. We interview everybody. We play everybody's music. Your music does have to be clean, though. We want to play clean music. You know, so, you know, reach out to us. If you're an author, an actress, aspiring, whatever you do, you know, hit us up and we'll get you on the show, you know, to get you some promotion and some advertisement out there, you know, to let people know what you do. So we're going to get straight into the topic for tonight, income tax ballers. Let's go to our first guest that is tuned in, 315-401. What's your name and where are you from?
Done. High skilled.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
How you doing?
Fine, and you?
I'm okay.
Where are you calling
from? I'm okay.
From?
I'm in Vegas.
Okay, Vegas.
But I kept my New York number.
In Vegas.
I kept my New York. Yeah, I kept my New York number, and I gotta throw my 2 cents in. You know, I had to get fly, so I hope you your commenter is listening. I had to get fly and look presentable to throw my two cents in on this.
We ready for it.
I've lived in many cities, and I've seen many an income tax baller. Now, personally, I've never been one because I've been established enough to not need the extra money to be balling like that. I will say this. I see men and women get $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 back and before the summer's over be broke. And I just want to tell those out there that get that kind of money.
I'm sorry.
This is Rayshawn.
What's your name again? Okay. What?
Rayshawn.
How much money did you say?
$5,000, $10,000, $15,000. I've seen it happen. And as a former IRS employee, yes. And the first thing they want, there's two things that I've seen people do with their money. First thing they do is they go get something necessary, like a car, if they don't have one because they've been on the bus so long. It makes sense. But what they do is they go get a car they can't afford, which is dumb. I'm gonna call it what it is. It's dumb. You go to these car lots because you don't have as good a credit, and they hit you with a 22-23% interest rate, whatever the max is on the interest rate for a car, because you already have bad credit. Then they go and put you in a Magnum or a Charger, something beyond your means. Now you balling, or they put you in a Cadillac CTS. Now you got a $450 car note. So now your car note plus your insurance is going to match your rent is. Okay, so by the end of summer, now you got to decide, do I want to keep my car or do I want to keep my apartment so that my kids have a roof over their head? And now by fall, late fall, now you back to square one until next year, which is now going to make it more difficult for you to get a car the following year unless you're going to pay cash for it, because now your credit's messed up because you have a repossession on your credit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, then you have those that have worked for the first time. They had some kids, or it may be their second or third job. They claim their kids, and now they in the club popping bottles. Hell, I popped bottles before I had kids, before I was supposed to be in the club. That's nothing new to me. Hell, I can pop bottles at home. It's cheaper.
But my point being,
and I'm not knocking the people that do that. I'm getting to my point of, if you're going to be a baller during income tax time, there's a way to do it. There's a place called E-Trade, Fidelity Investments, Capital One 360. Put some of that money away. Yeah, it's cool. You're going to spend it on your kids. And stop buying these damn Jordans. Please.
Honey.
Stop going to Macy's and Dillard's. Listen, you can get the same quality of clothes at Burlington Coat Factory, okay, for less the money. I can go to Burlington Coat Factory right now and spend $500 on pants, shirts, T-shirts, and be good. You know what I'm saying? I can get me about 25 outfits for about $500. Hell, less than that, $250 if you really want to be honest. But if I'm really looking at the prices and some of it being excuse me, that's my dog in the background. You can really get some of this stuff if you budget. But as the joke goes on Chappelle, diversify.
Thank you, man.
Keep your money in a rainy day, because emergencies pop up after income tax time.
Right, you're right. Somebody just messaged me and said it's really nobody's business how people spend their income tax.
No, it's not. But see, we get into this stereotypical mode of saying, But see, here's the thing. You can always tell when somebody got their income tax back.
I know, okay.
In Vegas you can. In Vegas you can. Because you can always tell when somebody got their income tax back. Because when they go get a car, right,
mm-hmm.
they have the little placard that's on their car that tells you, okay, you have 30 days to go get your car registered, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to know in the next, I'm going to know by the end of February that somebody got their income tax back. Oh, you got your income tax back. Yeah, your car might be used, but your car is could possibly be beyond your means. It's a possibility.
So how do you spend your
you can tell
your income tax? How do you spend yours?
I don't get my taxes back. I owe the IRS every year. So it doesn't bother me. Now how do I spend my regular money? On a budget.
Oh,
on a budget.
You don't get one.
I've been a budget person ever since I had my very first business, and I spent all of my money after we sold the business and we all cashed out. And I spent all that money, and I had to get a real job again.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, you have to put yourself on a budget. And now that I'm in the process of starting a brand new business that's going to put me in the, it will put me in the 1% or close
mm-hmm.
to it, I'm still going to stay on that same budget. You know,
well,
there are certain things within my
way.
Means that will increase, but it's going to help me save, but I'm going to be on a budget. It's not going to be as strict, but it's going to help me understand as I'm getting older, okay, one, I don't go to the clubs, but, you know, I like to have get-togethers at my house, but my get-togethers don't cost me $10,000.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Hell, they barely cost me $1,000. You know, hell, if I'm having something, I know how much liquor I need. I know exactly how many people are coming. I know how much food I need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now if I want to do something extravagant, that's usually around the actual holiday time. So I know that the budget increases for that, and I allocate money for that, you know, usually 4 or 5 months in advance.
Right.
But when it comes to this particular situation, I think what tends to happen, and it doesn't matter if you black or white,
right,
Hispanic, Asian, whatever your race is, we all tend around income tax time to live a little bit beyond our means.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want your kids to look a little bit better. You want to look nicer. You know,
yeah.
You haven't gotten your hair done in a while, or you haven't seen a barber in a while. You've been doing it yourself. Okay, spend it on you. And people do spend it on necessary things or things that they want, and that's what you should do. The money is there for you to put it back into the economy. It's not there for you to obtain something of material and then lose it. That's the point. Don't get something of material and then lose it or not be able to afford it. You know?
So you're saying
I've seen people go to Rent-A-Center.
Upgrade themselves when it comes income tax time. Is that what you're trying to say?
Oh, no, I'm saying definitely upgrade yourself, but don't upgrade yourself to a point where 3 or 4 months down the road, now you got your car, you know, or your vehicle repossessed. I'll use vehicle because some people get a car, an SUV, or whatever the case may be. Or instead of going to actually buy furniture, whether it be a living room set or a bedroom set, you go to Rent-A-Center.
Mm-hmm.
And now Rent-A-Center's knocking on your door on Saturday afternoon because you haven't paid it. You get what
right,
I'm saying?
I think everybody experienced that. And Hello?
Yes, I'm here. It's just the way we have to our thought processes have to change a little bit. So I'm
right.
not saying don't upgrade yourself. I'm just saying that there's necessities you know, there's wants and needs. But don't put yourself behind the eight ball to where you miss out on doing something where you end up losing out on something greater. You know,
right.
Now you, you know, your kid has your child. Yeah, go ahead.
The chat is kind of going crazy. This chat is going crazy right now. And some people agree with you, and then some people are saying you're mad because you don't get an income tax. Social media is so crazy. Social media.
Oh, no, no, I'm not mad about it. Trust me. Because I do very well without even getting
right,
one back.
But
believe me.
People are ignorant.
So
how do I just
it's
want
not even
you
a big deal.
You don't get one. People, these people are crazy in this chat. It's just going
believe
crazy.
Believe me, I'm not mad I don't get one. I used to work for the IRS, so I've heard all types of stories. So,
okay.
No, I'm far from mad, believe me.
That's crazy, but, you know, I mean, what you said, you know, it's just half. I've seen all type of memes and, you know, things saying that, you know, there was going to be a drought on marijuana. There's going to be a drought on Brazilian hair. There's going to be a drought on Buicks. I mean
not Buicks. They didn't say Cadillacs. See, that's even a downgrade because everybody used to go get a Cadillac. Now everybody driving Buick. It's a downgrade.
Yeah, like
although Buicks are nice. Buicks are nice.
That's what, you know, I'm pretty sure you see all those memes where, you know, they like the income tax starter kit, and it's a picture of the Buick, then it's a picture of the hair salon, and then it's a picture of Brazilian hair, and then it's a picture of a pair of Jordans. I mean, that's what people...
I haven't seen the starter kit one, but I've seen a few come across. But I mean, I think the Buick is a bit of a downgrade. It used to be Cadillac. I'm sorry, that's what it used to be. I would say a downgrade. I like Buick. Don't get me wrong, but you know they could have stuck with what it was, you know. In all fairness,
I guess they feel like, you know, Buicks is the thing to have now. I guess. I don't know. I don't have a Buick. So I don't know.
Okay. I love Buick. When I go out of town, that's all I rent.
Okay, so, thank you for calling in, and stay tuned in. So I'm gonna come. I definitely like, you know, your opinions on every show, so I'll definitely be coming back to you.
Okay. I'll be tuned in right here waiting.
Okay, thank you. Oh my goodness, we definitely just got an earful about the income tax ballers. And this chat, I'm going to tell y'all is crazy. These are people that are in a Blog Talk chat, and they have no chill right now. Like, they're listening in, and they're kind of commenting to what's going on. They have no chill calling that man a hater. That man is not a hater because he does not get an income tax. People that don't get an income tax are not haters. It's just because they've made so much money that they owe, so I don't think he's mad that he didn't get an income tax. But we're going to go to the next caller in the queue, 717-465. What's your name and where are you from?
Mom, this is your son.
Okay. Hi.
Zayda, this is Zayda, everybody. I am Mia's son, the oldest one. You know, I've been listening to the show lately. You know, two shows ago, there was a lot of things said. You know what I mean? One-sided. So, you know, I just wanted to get my little, you know, my input on everything that's going on.
Hold on. What show?
The two shows ago, I think it was about the side chicks, main chicks, and, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was like one show ago. Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I think it was a week before last. But what?
Oh, I mean, it just got me mixed up because, you know, there was a lot of, you know, untrue things that were said. That's what.
Untrue things that were said about you?
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know,
what was untrue?
My name. Huh?
What was untrue about? What was untrue? And why do you
think you know, there was things
name?
Said about people being side chicks and main chicks and all that. I just wanted to clear it up. You know, I'm sitting here with my fiance, Desiree, a.k.a. Desi. You know, she has never been a side chick or a main chick. She is the only chick and always will be the only chick. So, you know, just to clear that up, she's the only person I truly fell in love with, the only person that I put my all into. So, you know, these people come on here talking about, you know, Zeta do this, you know, trying to put my name under, trying to gain fame off of my name. You see what I'm saying? I'm just young. I'm 18. You know what I mean? These people on here, you know what I mean, washed up, trying to come at me. You see what I'm saying? And I just don't understand how, you know, people can go on these talk shows and bite their hand that feather.
Okay. I don't know what to say. I remember what you're talking about. I definitely remember what you're talking about. And I can understand why you would, you know, want to tell your side and, you know, things like that. As my child and not as a radio host, but as my child, what I'm going to tell you is that people are always going to say things. Some may be truth, some may be lies. But I don't ever want you to go through life and feel like you have to explain yourself to anybody. Number one.
Yeah, that's understandable.
You live your life and you do what you got to do and you move forward and you be happy. But,
yeah.
You know, so as far as someone, you know, trying to, you know, I definitely remember what you're talking about. And, you know, I remember, you know, her coming on and expressing, you know, what she expressed, which caught me a little bit by surprise that day. But, you know, I think that, you know, you coming on, okay, you cleared your name, you know, you said what you had to say. I think right now it's just about both parties moving forward.
Yeah, I just, you know, people saying that I'm calling them, I'm texting them, I'm telling them I want to come home, I miss home and all that. Number one, I know where my home is and I know where my heart is. So anybody who can sit up and jeopardize or anybody can sit up and say, oh, well, he said this and he said that. But it's like people don't understand who I'm with. Everybody understands who I'm with. Everybody understands where I'm at, everybody.
And just like everybody understands, you know what I mean, how she was a grown woman using Zeta, you know what I mean, for her benefits and for her son's benefits. But she didn't get on your talk show and say that. She got on and said some untrue negative things that he has done. And I feel like that's disrespectful because she's coming on your talk show about your son and saying, you know, untrue things, but let's talk about what she did and how she used and abused the situation. This girl's like 25 years old.
Okay, why was she turn around? Why was she robbing the crate? What made her think that she was okay for her to rob a crate?
But that was my fiance Desiree Sophia Cannon. Her name is Cannon for now. But in a year and a half, August 25th, 2016, I'm getting married. So that's cool. I just wanted to clear that up, too, for all the people out there who, you know, just don't understand. But I also, feel like there's a lot of things that are said that's not true, and I just don't sit right with that. And I just want everybody to know that my mother-in-law has things to say, and I think what she's about to say is really about to change some of you guys' views and some of you guys' life. Her name is Miss Darlene Manning. She's about to be on next.
Hi. I like
Hi,
to know one
Darlene.
Thing. Hi, baby. How you doing? I like
Fine.
To know one thing. Why was she trying to rob the cradle? I mean, where was her baby daddy? Why wasn't he taking care of his baby? Why wasn't he turning around and doing what he needed to do for his child? He had the pleasure of making it. So why wasn't he there taking care of his kid, his buck, as they call him? Why didn't she turn around and go to the elementary school and grab a kid and turn around to do his duty? You know, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. She's 25 years old. She's 25 years old. He's just 18. So now, what's wrong with that picture?
Right.
If I was Zendaya's mother, she would have got the beat down for corrupting the mind of a minor, interfering with a custodial, the whole nine yards. She'd have been up underneath. Because, like I said, he was only equally 18. And she's 25. With a kid. With no baby daddy.
Miss Darling, I agree with you.
We already know what you would do. But anyway, let's get back to me. I'm sorry, Mama.
Hold on. No. I want to respond to what Miss Darlene said. To be honest, to be totally honest, we're definitely off topic today, but it doesn't even matter. To be totally honest, when I first found out about the situation, and today I will tell you all this, it did not sit right with me. I did want to go over to her house and beat her up. But at the time, I had to think about that. At the time, it took two people at the time. And at that time, it was 50% her fault and it was 50% Sadea's fault. Because it was hidden from me for a long time. It was hidden from me. I didn't even know. And just like I told somebody else, I would have pressed charges. Absolutely. But by the time, you know, he was 18, there wasn't nothing I could really do.
Okay,
but I definitely agree.
I'm not calling you about it. I'm not calling you, not at all. I'm calling her, but she wants to get out there and play the victim. She used it. She abused it. She tried to mentally tear him down. You know, I mean, the stalking, all of that. I mean, what's up with that?
I totally get it, and I understand, and I felt the same way. I felt like my child was like being a father to another child, and he needed to go away to college or he needed to go live his life. That's how I felt. I didn't raise him, you know, and, you know, sacrifice so many things for him to stay in Harrisburg and father somebody else's child. Those were my feelings. But at the time, just like anybody else knows, when people think that they're in love, there's nothing you can say or do. I've said 1,000 things to him, you know, to try to get him away from that situation. And I'm not trying to, like, shift all the blame on her. I'm not. But, you know, there was really nothing I could do. You know, go beat her up, and then, you know, I'd be in jail and my son still be over there. He had to go through that process, and he had to know, and he had to learn. You know, and that was really, as a mom, all I could do. It was plenty of times I wanted to go over there, and I wanted to take him home. But would he have went? Would there have been an argument? There would have been. And I've expressed this to her. That is my child. That's my child. And are you desperate? Were you desperate to be dealing with a 17-year-old child?
No, the fact of the matter is, when she wants somebody to do that to her son, when she wants somebody to come, she brings her son up, and she's in the 8th grade.
But that's what people have to know. When you do things like that to other people, just know that you have kids too. And I've expressed this to her. I've expressed it to Sadea. She has a son too. He has to grow up and be 17 one day also. So just remember what you did to my child. He's a child though. He's a child. He was in high school. There was no excuse for that. I did think it was a desperate, thirsty situation. I did feel like she was looking for some help. That's how I felt. She wasn't looking for a husband. She was looking for some help with her child.
And it's
That's
called
how
domestic
I felt.
Relations and get a job.
But, you know, I am going to say that I feel like maybe, you know, when she came on here and she voiced what she voiced, I felt like, you know, she was hurt. But I feel like that hurt was her own fault. I do feel like she can move forward from it and she can grow from it. That's how I feel. I feel like she needs to move forward and make better choices because that was a choice that ended in disaster. It was definitely a horrible situation. Sadea did play his part in it. He did play his part in it because he hid it from me also until he was 18. There was nothing I could do once he turned 18. After he turned 18, I could have ran in her house and beat her up like I wanted to. But I couldn't. I couldn't do that. And be in jail when he's sitting over there with her and her son. You see what I'm saying? So I'm happy that my son has grown from that situation.
Yeah, that's understandable, Mom. And I also would like to clear it up. Yeah, you know, I take my blame. I take my faults because I'm a man. I understand. I did some things wrong in that relationship. And I've also, you know, did other things wrong. But I feel as though, you know what I'm saying, people want to be one-sided about stories and stuff like that. That's not cool because in any serious, if there was any more serious situation than that, somebody could get hurt. And people out here, they don't care. You can say something to somebody and somebody is willing not to kill you. You can say something to somebody and something can happen to you. But I'm just saying, me as a man, me being as a real person, I'm just going to be real all the time. You know, and I just felt, I didn't feel no type of way. I just felt as though, you know, shots was fired. And people come to me like, oh, she said this, she said that. I mean, that's cool, and that's fine and dandy. At the end of the day, we can check my receipt from 2013, June 20th, 2013. We can check my receipts. We can check my income tax. We can check names that were on bills. We can check who spent money at baby store. We can check who spent money at sneaker store. We can check all that stuff.
This is my thing.
I would never buy my hand that seat.
My thing is when she came on the show, you know, she wasn't like disrespectful. I guess she was just, you know, voicing like, oh, well, this is what happened. I didn't know what happened. I didn't know what was true, what was false. I didn't know, you know. And my thing is she wasn't disrespectful. I'm going to never let somebody disrespect my child. I don't care what situation it is. You're not going to disrespect my child. But at the end of the day, like I said, it's a 50% fault on both ends. You feel like she came on and she said things that weren't true? Okay. You know, that's fine. But on the flip side, the other parts of that, you have to take responsibility because you hid that from me.
Yeah.
You hid your relationship from me.
Huh?
I said you hid your relationship from me. I would never approve of that. Because
if I was very serious about it, I think I wouldn't have hid it. I think that's the real reason why, and that's not me being excuse.
Oh, you said hit it. I thought you said hit it. I was about to say, hold on.
No, I'm saying that's like, I mean, I see the same relationship, not the same, but okay, me and Desiree. I would put our relationship out there because it's real to me. And I feel like it's real to me. But once I feel like somebody's not real to me and I'm just attached to them off of something else, then, and I'm hiding you, it don't matter what age you are. You could be 75. But if I'm not feeling that, I'm not feeling it. Me and Desiree's relationship, she showed me so many things. She may not be the first in a lot of things, but she's the first in the most important ways to me. You know what I'm saying? When I'm hungry, she fed me. When I'm bored at my house, she would let me come over her. It's a simple thing. She never asks me for anything. She never tries to get me or finesse me about anything. That's not happening. And I don't do that to her. So I understand my fiance, which I don't deal, and this is for the record, I don't deal with females under 21, and I haven't dealt with females under 21 for a long time. When my fiance came into my life, it was a different picture. my fiance is more mature than anybody I've ever had a relationship with. Her head on straight, off everything.
Okay, I understand that, and you know, me and you are going to talk more about this later. I'm going to get back onto topic,
but
you know,
I love the show. I appreciate, you know, all the listeners, everybody, you know, I love y'all. Shout out to my brother Gary, ASAP Waters. Shout out to Miss Darlene. Shout out to Desiree. You know, like
okay.
I said, everybody, I'll be on the show. You know,
okay.
My income tax is coming, so I'm cool. You know.
What?
You
goodbye,
know me. Yeah, my
goodbye.
Income tax is coming.
Okay. Goodbye.
Me and my
have
brother
a good day.
Ball out.
Any other shout outs?
Man, I would like to shout out my dad. He just came home. I mean, he really ain't. I mean, you know, I just want to be nice to all the people. Oh, shout
okay.
out to my
on
Uncle
that
James
note,
too. I
on
hope
that note, good night, son. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, that definitely went a whole nother way and pulled a whole nother show into this. We're going to get back on topic about income tax ballers. Let's go to the next caller in the queue, 717-648. Say your name and where you're from. Hello?
Yes, my name is, hello?
Yes, I can
hello?
Hear you.
Yeah, my name's Troy.
Hi, Troy.
And I'm from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Okay, hometown, Harrisburg.
That's what's up. Hey, I just want to say one thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you would have got your income tax, you would have went over there and beat her ass, then you would have been able to use it for bail money. That's properly using your income tax. That's all I'm saying. You didn't have to go out to Red Lobster and do all of that. It would have been money that was put to well use.
Yeah, that's true. I don't want to go beat anybody up. I did, but I don't want to right now. Oh my good, that went a whole nother way, and that was like a whole nother two shows ago. But you know, I know how you know younger people are, and they have to. You know, I was young one day, so you know I had to get my point across like other people. But yeah, those income tax ballers, they're buying up everything, Troy.
Yeah, they are. You know what I mean? You can't get no crab legs out of Giants. you know, you can't go to Macy's no more. It's like, it's just crazy out there. You know what I mean? I'm like, should I go to Long John Silver's now until April? Because Red Lobster is, like, cut off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm saying, I drove past Red Lobster today, you know, on my way home, and I saw, like, 35 Buicks out front. I just know it's a wrap for us right now. We just can't go to Red Lobster anymore. We just can't do what we want to do until the income tax balling is over.
Yeah. I mean, it's already bad. A lot of stuff is on back order, and people are posting their pictures of their W-2s. I don't understand that. Like, for what?
You know
what did you take a picture of that for?
It's crazy. You know what I mean? Social media combined with income tax really got people showing their butts, because it's just like, you know, I'm happy for you if you're getting some money back. I get money back too. But the point is, you know, you got to be a little bit more responsible with it, because you don't want to just get all your money and blow it, and then when that rainy day comes, your ass out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right,
and
right.
And these are the few people, you know, they posting receipts from a restaurant that they paid $200 for lunch or something. And then, you know, 2 months later, they're talking about how they can't even, you know, afford ramen noodles. It's just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Right. And borrowing money. Borrowing money when they spend all theirs. Borrowing money from people that probably ain't even get no. I know, like, I don't really, I've never seen, like, when a guy said, like, a $15,000 and a $10,000 one, I've never ever seen nothing like that in my life.
Nah, I haven't seen any like that or heard of any like that. But, I mean, I'm pretty sure there are people out there who get a nice amount But at the, you know, when you're done with your income tax, you know, if you don't have anything to show for it, that's pretty sad. And I'm talking about things that don't depreciate in value. You know,
right.
Make a, if you're getting $15,000, put a down payment on a house. I mean,
right.
you know, or and put it in a certificate of deposit and let that money work for you. I'm not saying that you can't have a little bit of fun with it. You know, people always on their J.G. Wentworth, it's my money and I want it now. That's fine. But,
yeah.
you know, that ain't going to last all year. And you have, you know, just use some common sense. It's like people become income tax drunk with it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't know.
I wonder if people are, you know, taking their income tax and paying some bills up, because I know when I get my little small portion, you know, I'm definitely going to pay some bills, you know, ahead. You know, that'll give me a little bit of breathing room for the months to come. I wonder if people plan on doing that.
It doesn't appear that way on social media, you know. I notice a lot of people are going out to eat more often. They're going out for drinks. They're, you know, they getting furniture. Now, that might be something that you need, but, I mean, you know, if it seems like the same things are repeated every year. The same
mm-hmm.
person says, you know, I'm getting a car, I'm getting furniture. There's only but so many cars and so many furniture. You know, maybe if you spent more than, you know, $1,500 on a car, you know what I mean? You know, then you wouldn't have to buy a new car every income tax. They act like it's the second coming of Jesus and it's going to save them, and it's not.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, I just you know, spend some of that money. I am not begrudging anybody the right to, you know, spend their money, have a little fun with it, but too many people, you know, act like they hit the lottery and they go crazy with it. For me, I hit the lottery every 2 weeks when I get my paycheck. That's how I see it. That income tax is something nice or extra. I mean, you know, if you want to make home improvements, you want to invest that money or something, you know, but investing it in some Jordans or some, you know, truck fit, true religion, whatever, all of that stuff depreciates value. And that's, you know, I hate to say that, but, and I mean, it goes on in other cultures, but black people, you know, that's who I have my most interaction with. You know, and I see it. Everybody wants to go out and buy something material like an outfit, sneakers, get their hair done, their nails done. And those aren't things that can be considered as assets. Those things depreciate quickly. And you can have the newest Jordan, but you wear them out and you're stuck with an old pair of Jordans.
Exactly. I'm going to tell you, a couple of weeks ago, I had took one of my clients to the welfare office, and I was out, and I was standing, and I was waiting for her, and these girls was laughing and asked me what kind of sneakers I had on. And at first, I'm like, what? What do you mean what kind of sneakers I have? So I'm looking at them. You know, they got J's on and all that. So I said, okay. I said, well, my sneakers came from Kmart. I said they were two for $13. But how did y'all get to the welfare office? Okay, shut up.
Exactly.
Y'all got J's on, but y'all caught the bus or y'all probably walked up here.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad that people like, why is that funny? Because somebody don't have what you have. I choose not to invest my money in Jordan. That's my choice.
But see, that's
but
the
it's
thing.
Like,
you said the key word, invest. You know what I mean? Like, that's not an investment. That's
right,
not an investment.
Not.
When you invest in something, you get a return on your investment. There's no return on buying sneakers. There's no return on buying clothes. It's crazy. And I think, you know, people would be better served if you get $15,000, spend $5,000 and put the rest in the bank in a certificate of deposit for like 12 months and let that money earn interest and dividends for you. Let it work for you. And then you can use the interest off of that to go buy a pair of Jordans or whatever you want to do with it. People only think about the long, they don't think about the long term. They think about the short term and what everybody else around them got. And it creates an endless cycle.
Yeah, it's like a competition. You know, it's like a competition. I got to have this because everybody else going to have it. Or this is what's in. And it's like I always say that people invest more in their appearance than they do themselves. Because people walking around, and this may be a little bit off topic, walking around, you know, flashy and, you know, with Jordans on, you can't even read. You can't even, you know, be on Facebook and write there, and there. You don't even know which one to use.
They got smartphones. They got all kinds of stuff they can get on social media. What they need to do is buy one of them computer programs that teach you English and put that on their phone. That's an investment right there. That'll help make them smarter.
Exactly. Nothing to show for it, but people have nothing to show for it but nice clothes and nice sneakers, and that's it. And you want a couple bar flicks, but that's it. You have nothing else.
Yep.
And
come summertime,
things definitely
they
have
be,
to change.
They're going to be out there talking about, man, I gotta get summer clothes. Is Walmart putting them on layaway? You know what I mean? You got to put your summer clothes on layaway because you didn't spend all your income tax in the spring? That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. But my thing is they do that, and kids, you see kids with, you know, no coats on. I think that people mix up jackets and coats. You don't need a jacket for the wintertime. Them babies need a coat and some gloves and a scarf. They got windbreakers walking to school.
Or hoodie.
Right. Like, lunch account is negative. It's like we just got to do better.
I think it's a clear case of the priorities being mixed up. And I mean, I like to, you know, I like to joke around with the topic and have fun with it. But, you know, in all seriousness, it's something that people really need to take a look at, because you don't want to have to rely on income tax. Too many people out here are becoming dependent on income tax. And I know that it's hard, you know, that the price of things are going up and, you know, the pay scales aren't being kept up with and commensurate with the increases in what things cost. But at the same time, you got to make sacrifices. You got to cut back on the extravagances in life and just buckle down a little bit. And I mean, if, you know, things like that, when you think about it that way, don't live beyond your means. If you you know that a $300 pair of Jordans is not going to get you where you need to be in terms of keeping your lights on, why would you say, okay, well, I'm just going to do all of that when I get my income tax? That's a temporary fix. It's more like putting a Band-Aid on a wound that requires stitches.
Mm-hmm.
It might cover it up for a little bit, but it ain't going to work in the long run, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, I want people to do better, because see what people don't understand. And I had a call for an event before and nobody showed up, of course, it's Harrisburg, but, you know, trying to explain the number of people that are reaching out, that they're kicking off of Social Security, that they're kicking off of welfare. When I say no notice, when I say they're getting notices in the mail, you're cut off. Yeah, you can appeal, but you're cut off. And people are sick. People don't know what to do. And another thing that just came up in a meeting I had is claiming other people's kids. Claiming other people's kids. They about to crack down because it benefits them. Because the people that are claiming other people's kids are getting penalized for 5 years. So that's 5 years that you're just going to work and you're not getting no income tax back. That don't hurt the IRS. That hurts you. So they're about to crack down on that because that's going to save them money next year. And people don't understand. Stop doing that. How do you allow someone to claim a child on your a child that's not theirs on their income tax when you got food stamps for that child all year?
Hey.
The government ain't dumb.
They're not. They're
and
not.
They're about to crack
and I mean,
down on it.
That's something that they're going to catch up to people on. And I think, you know, people just feel like they got to beat the system sometimes. And you know, it's. You know, that's commonplace in the neighborhoods around where I grew up. You know what I mean? People claiming other people's kids and everything because they look at it like, you know, the government didn't beat me. I'm going to beat them. But,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. You know, I'm not
and that's the thing. I'm not going to admonish anyone for how they're getting it. You know what I mean? It's, you know, you get it how you see fit. I mean, I know people who will work just enough to meet the threshold so that they can file income taxes so that they can get a return, not lose like maybe welfare benefits or any other types of benefits. They don't go over a certain level. They'll work a job for maybe like 3 or 4 months, and then they'll quit. And they have that, they've met that threshold. You know, hey, if that's what you want to do, if you want to deny yourself the ability to earn a steady income, you know, and you feel like you can't make it without welfare benefits or whatever your situation is, you know, hey, more power to you. But then, you know, I don't want to see you out there bragging around town, flashing your income tax check, because I know you're going to be talking pretty soon about how the struggle is real again. And, you know, it kind of takes away the sympathy that you can have for those people that are really out there that are really in need and are like, you know, the income tax is going to help me, you know, catch up on some bills because, yeah, I didn't have enough income to do that, but I did work all year. And, you know, for me to be able to live, I had to do this. It was a choice between this or food. You know, somebody got to make the choice between putting gas in their car and food on their table. I don't want to see somebody making that choice. So if income tax is going to help you out, you know what I mean? You're spending it on a necessity, not an extravagance. Right. So, you know, I mean, that's my whole thing. You know, it's just how you get it. You know, I can't down you. I can't condemn nor condone what you do. You know what I mean? It's not my business. Mm-hmm. But when I see you out here flashing the cash, going out to eat for dinner every night and being out in the bars and everything, that's just money that you're wasting. And then I can't have any sympathy for you when you're like, oh, man, I can't believe that I don't have any money to do this, to do this. There's a reason why you don't. And I think it happened back in the months between January and April.
No, I don't. I feel like it's not like a judgment thing. I really feel like it's a knowledge thing because people think like all the time when I'm working with people, they think like I'm coming down, and it's like I'm not coming down. I want to see you do better because, you know, the government is cracking down on people. I see it. They're cracking down. You know what I mean? They're filing charges against people. You know what I mean? Just because some people are beating the system and some people are just trying to make it. I understand the struggle. I do. I truly, truly do. But I was always scared when I was on food stamps. I was always scared to let somebody claim my child because I'm like, hold on, the government is taking care of my. The government is feeding my child. I was just always scared to get in trouble like that. So I just never let nobody claim my kids when they asked me. I'm like, no, I'm not getting in trouble. You know what I mean? Like, But
I just want to see people do better. Yeah, I feel you. There's a lot of dynamics to go on with that, too, though. When you look at the fact that, you know, when you look on TV and they bail these banks out and these financial institutions and you know, these high-priced, highly educated white individuals are getting away with all types of wire fraud and all types of financial fraud, I mean, it could cause somebody in the hood to be like, what do one or two kids mean to me? You know what I mean? That ain't as bad as what they're doing. These people are cheating people out of millions of dollars that they didn't even earn, and here I am working, and, you know, I just want to get a little bit more. So, you know, I think it's all in your perspective on how you get it. But at the same time, when you do get it, what you do with it, that's my thing. You know, I'm not trying to – I'm looking at what time it is, not necessarily how the clock was made, you know?
Okay, right.
So, you know, you got it. Now, what are you going to do with it? Because if you're going to go through all of that just to be able to try to impress someone and be able to buy the drinks for everybody that week and that or that month, it makes us look like, you know, buffoons in terms of, you know, oh, that's all those black people do. And, I mean, don't get me wrong. If you go on the West Shore, I'm pretty sure that you see them trailer park cats doing it too. But I'm more exposed to what you see over here on the East Shore where I live. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's just crazy. People act like they lost their minds when they get their income tax. And the people that are benefiting off of it, it's not like, you know, hey, let's invest these dollars back into the black community. Nah, they out at the mall. They out at the Chinese nail shops. They're, you know, now the hairdressers, they bank off of it, and those are usually black-owned businesses. But, I mean, other than that, you're not buying flat screens and Xboxes and PS4s from anybody that's black. I don't know anybody really that owns a Best Buy around here or any place like that. So, I mean, you just, you know, you cheating the man, but you giving the man the money right back.
Yeah, it's just recycling it. It's I would really like to see people really invest in themselves. I would really, really love to see that. I would like to see that in this area big time. Will they do it?
Yeah.
I don't think so, but I would like for them to do it. You know, it's still early. It's a couple income tax out there now, but a lot of people didn't get theirs back. I would really like to see people invest.
I hope they're listening to this show.
I definitely hope so, because people will go to these different bars and spend the money, go to Sneaker Villa, go to all these places and spend the money, you know, and then be mad because it's like, oh, I need help, or, oh, this person ain't investing in the community. Well, why are you going to invest all your money in them? Why are you going to spend all your money and then get mad because people don't invest in the community or somebody's not helping you when you could have had savings and helped yourself?
Yeah. I just think that, you know, I would like to see people maybe use the money in a constructive way as a means to get them financial independence. And by properly using that money and letting it grow and letting it work for them. You know, if you need a car, yeah, get a car. Get a good car. Don't get a car that you're going to run for a year and then say, well, I'm getting income tax next year, so I'm just going to buy another car. You know, get something that is going to get you around, that you don't have to put money into, that you don't have to waste money on. And for the love of Christ, just use it wisely. I was downtown and, you know, saw these dudes get out of a cab, go into Sneaker Villa, and come out with a whole bunch of bags. And get right back into a cab. You know, it's crazy. And I mean, it was a family. It was a family. You know what I mean? And they were like, yeah, you know, we're going to go in here. And, you know, they went in there and they balled out in Sneaker Villa, but they went and got into the cab to get home. And it's those types of instances that everybody walking by saw that and looked at them and just shook their heads. Just shook their heads like, man, that money done burned a hole in their pocket. And that's what it does. And the more you have, the bigger the hole that's burnt in your pocket.
And it's a seasonal thing. It's just for a season. It's just for 2 months that lasts. And then people are back to scraping and scrounging and struggling. And it's a shame. Why the places that they spent with is rich and going to continue to be rich all year long. It's just a bonus around income tax season.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
It's a bonus.
I think, you know, if people just used some common sense with it and just didn't look at it as a windfall of cash that can just be, you know, spent without regard, then, and it's a mentality, you know what I mean? Because, you know, people see you, if you're a kid and you grow up seeing that and you know, you're every year income tax time, you get it, you know, you see your parents doing all of this or your mother or your father doing this. And then all of a sudden, when you get to that age, then you're thinking, okay, I'm going to do this too. And it really, I think it needs to be something that is a culture change, a generational change, that people need to change their view of how they view income tax. Now, is that going to happen? That's highly unlikely because, you know, there's too many temptations to indulge yourself. But, you know, they don't tell you the consequences of it, that, you know, that full pocket in January ain't going to be that same full pocket come, you know, May and June.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. But thank you for coming on.
I'm about to go bounce. I'm going to go check and see if my income tax hit my account yet and order my snow. I'm gonna order my snow leopard online. You know what I mean? And, you know, see if I can rent it out at the, start a little zoo in my neighborhood or something, you know.
Okay. Thank you so much, Joy, for coming on.
It's been fun. You take it easy.
Okay, you too. Bye.
All right.
That was definitely a lot of knowledge right there. Definitely some good feedback coming from that caller. And we're going to go to the next caller. I have 518-857 in the queue.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, yes.
Hi, it's Sam.
Hi, Sam.
How you doing?
I'm fine. I had just seen your comments. So go ahead and share with everybody what you were saying.
Well, I you know, and I'm going to have to excuse my kids in advance because they're running around here like chickens with their head cut off. I apologize.
Okay.
But, now, you know, what he said about the kids walking around with jackets on. Meanwhile, the mom them been out partying every night, turns mm-hmm. up with the new fur on and the weave, Remy weave, pass the ass crack. But meanwhile, your child don't have proper clothes and is risking a chance of coming home to a dark house with no heat. I just don't understand. When I file my taxes, the first thing that I do is pay my bills. Okay? All the bills that I've been robbing Peter to pay Paul from. And then mm-hmm. I go out and I get my clothes for my kids. Mom's always last. You know, I'm not saying don't treat yourself, but don't cheat yourself at the end of the day. Because it's ridiculous you're out here running through your money like it's got somewhere to go. Put it, save it. I take a certain amount from my tax return, put it in the bank, and have it to supplement where I fall short during the year. Because it's ridiculous. You used to have a good job. I work for the state. I'm still struggling.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? What's the need to run through money when you could just save it for stuff that you really need? I don't get it. I've been watching the timeline. The timeline been going crazy, girl.
Yeah, you know, like my thing is, you know, I think 1 year I got like maybe a couple thousand back, and I had to pay bills. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. My checks weren't that much every 2 weeks, so what I would do, you know, pay my rent up a little bit. What I would do is I grab money orders for my rent, have those already in an envelope. Mm-hmm. You know, for the PP&L bill, you know, things like that. And I'm not saying on this call, and I'm not going to always say that I always had a budget in place or I was always money responsible. I was not. There's times that I fell short also, you know, but now it's like I'm spending more wisely. I have to, you know what I mean? It's just that day and age where, you know, things get rough and you struggle and you need that little bit of savings to fall back on, because we all know how it is to need that $20 to get somewhere or need that $20 to get to school or need, you know, $20 for gas, you know, to put in the car to get to work. Who really wants to call people and be borrowing?
I'm telling you, I'm not about that life. I try not to rob Peter to pay Paul, but, you know, that's what we have to do during the year sometimes. So you might be like, you know I need to pay my National Grid. That's what we have here, National Grid. But this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this and I'm going to get some food because we still got to eat whether we want or not. So I know how it is to play Russian roulette. You best believe the first thing, as soon as it hits the account, I'm calling them National Grid. Like, here you go, take your money. He ain't playing this game no more. Or anytime, not just tax time, but anytime that I find myself coming into money, I'm going to put money towards my bills that I may have gotten behind on. And no, I haven't been responsible all my life either. I mean, my kids are 2 and 4, so I'm new to this getting a decent return back, you know, part of life. But one of my main goals this year is trying to get a car, because as you can see, I'm trying to roll. I'm trying to do business. I need a vehicle. So you got to come up with a plan when you get it, and the plan shouldn't be, like you said, going to the sneaker store and balling out till you fall out to get back in the cab. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, it definitely is.
It's not worth it to me, and especially up here in Albany, I witnessed it today. I mean, I went to Family Dollar to get some detergent. I mean, they in there boiling out of control. And Family Dollar. Do you know what Family Dollar is?
I hope they were stocking up on cleaning supplies and household stuff and paper plates, and I really hope that's what they were stocking up on.
Expensive-ass DVD players that halfway don't work and buying the kids all kinds of toys. It was just Christmas. I don't know, whatever. Everybody's spending
wow.
money on what they're doing, you know, spending their money on, but... And then my whole thing is a reward system. Okay, Maddie, on the phone. My daughter don't kiss. She reckless, girl. So you won't listen to me, Dad. Okay, I'm sorry that you hurt yourself, but I'm on phone.
Yeah, because we're fighting me.
But,
I just don't care. They like, I don't care.
I had to call in and say hi. I see this all the time. And I just never get a chance. So I was cleaning up. I said, let me call in and say hi and just let her know I support you, sister. I see you out here grinding, trying to do things right for yourself and make things better for everybody else. And I just wanted to commend you on that, honey.
Thank you so much. And you too. I see you grinding just as hard as me.
It's so hard. It really is hard, though, to get people to see past the mentality of, and you know, to get people to invest in themselves. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah,
what it really
it is.
Like, you like the bullet. Invest in yourself. Invest in your future. And stop thinking so short-term. The $25 or $2,500 that you're spending on bullcrap to be something that is worthwhile for you, that's going to make you even more money. So my advice would be to invest in yourself, in your legacy first, before you out here spending money on Jordans and all that.
Absolutely. Well, I got you on the phone, Samantha. I want you to tell people a little bit about your event coming up.
Oh, yeah. Curvention is definitely coming up. It's going to be April 25th. It's at the Egg. It's a show. It's fashion. It's performance. It's poetry, all dedicated to full-figured women. It's a self-image empowerment movement. And literally, this show has grown before my eyes. It started off like a joke between our founder of Urban Guerrilla Theater and one of the poets that's at Urban Guerrilla Theater. And they were like, you know, we should have an event about it. But they were making it small scale. And, you know, we came really like, all right, you want to do fashion? Then let's get this work. You know what I mean? So we really put a whole show, sold out the first venue that we had. Like, it was ridiculous. Had the last one last year, and it was standing room only. Like, people were paying to stand. And you literally see all these models. Last year we had 22 models. You see their journey throughout it because we actually did, like, little snippet skits. So you could see, like, the opening number itself was talking about body issues and things that you had to come to grips with, your weight. And you see these proud women strutting, and they working, they killing it, doing things you wouldn't even imagine them to do after you're seeing them start. It just... Girl, I could talk for days, but all I know is look out for Curvention because it is going to take the Capital Region and beyond. Oh, my God, it's awesome. It really is. Follow Curvention. We have a Facebook page, like. My name on Facebook is Samantha Miss Bliss Pittman. You may have seen me, you may have not, but follow me because I'm telling you, I'm going to lead you to where you need to be.
Absolutely. Yes, she will, and I can co-sign that. Do y'all have any more casting calls coming up?
Actually, we do. We have auditions on Friday. They're going to be at the Albany Barn, and that's in Albany, New York, which is 56 2nd Street, and it's from 6 to 9. We do have a registration fee of $25, which, again, is, you know, investing in yourself. This is a big show. This is not something, some card table fold-up shack. This is serious. We have makeup artists. We have stylists. We have the real deal. So you want to come through, strut. If you're a performer, like a poet, a musician, a dancer, a spoken word artist, if you're a model, we're looking for males too. You a man? Come on down. I want to see some men. Come on down so we can get you together. And
I want to see some men too.
Awesome. It is going to be awesome. Our last round of auditions. amazing. I mean, the vets came and tore. They tore it down. The vets came, tore it down, showed the newbies, like, this is what you got to do right here. And the newbies are, you know, they came in like, okay, we got you. And I think the best thing about the audition was hearing them talk about why they wanted to be a part of Curvention. It literally made me want to cry because people see that it's more than just a show. It's an experience. We spend
right.
a lot of time together, rehearsal at least 3 times a week. So you get to know these women, and they're all different types of women. It's not all young or all black, or it's literally a mixture from young to older, from, you know, the smallest curve to the largest curve. Like, you literally see the diversity, and it's awesome to see everybody come together, support each other, hold each other up, like, well, you can do this choreography, and you can wear this, and we're going to make you, you know, it's a really good experience.
Okay. Well, you know I'll stay connected with you. You know, so anybody's on the show, y'all know how to contact Samantha, but everybody definitely knows how to contact me, and y'all know that you know, I can put you straight in contact with her if you're interested. But thank you, Sam, for coming on the show.
No problem, love. I'll try. Like I said, I'll try to call in more often because I do love what you're doing, and I just want to support you. So I'm going to go fix these kids some dinner before they kill me.
Okay, and we'll have you back real soon.
All right, love. I'll be in contact.
Okay, thank you. Have a good evening.
Bye.
Bye. Let's get through this queue. I have 810-835. Say your name and where you're from. 810-835. Hello. Okay.
No.
347-932.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Yeah. Hey.
How are you?
I'm okay.
What's your name? Where are you from?
This is Dolores Alcumia.
Hi, Dolores.
How you doing?
I am fine. Did you want to weigh in on the conversation?
Yeah.
On the topic about income tax ballers?
Oh, boy. Don't get me started with that. What I can't stand about income tax ballers is that some of these ballers have kids most of the time. And I can't stand being a single mom of 2 kids, that I can't stand people calling other people and asking people for their child's social security numbers and trying to use their kids to basically file taxes for those other people's children.
Mm-hmm.
That I can't stand. I'm also seeing a lot of people getting their hair done, their nails done, their buying clothes, and not taking care of their kids because they got income taxes. I can't deal with that. That kind of gets under my skin. Because I'm a single mom busting my butt to make ends meet for me and my children. And I'm seeing all these income tax ballers just falling out of control.
I think when I first started this show, though, I said, you know, there is a thin line between income tax ballers and just people that worked all year. There is a thin line. I mean,
right.
There's a separation. You have those people that worked all year. So
exactly.
if they want to splurge and do what
right.
they got to do, then, you know, that's kind of their business, but then you have people
right.
on the flip side that didn't work all year, that
right.
that ball out of control. So
they're, right.
yeah, those, it's a thin line. It's definitely a thin,
right.
thin line. I mean, I've seen arguments on Facebook about it, about people saying,
right.
you know, it's my income tax. I can spend it how I want.
Right.
Absolutely. You absolutely can. You can do, you know, what you want with it. You know, I mean, I don't know. I just know with my income tax, I know
right.
that I have to pay some bills.
Right. And that's
the whole thing
what
is
I
bills.
Exactly.
You know, and trying to get ahead, you know, and trying to invest in myself. Like, that's what my income tax is going to. You
mm-hmm.
know, if I can squeeze out a gift for myself, I might. But if I can't,
exactly.
then I'm I ain't worried about it, you know, as long as, you know, me and my, you know, me and my kids are good. You know, I'm good.
Exactly. Right.
You know.
See, I wasn't speaking about the people that work all year and, like me and you and different other people that bust their butts to make sure that they're doing everything. I'm talking about people who don't work, who just go, oh, I'm just going to call my friend or find out if my friend is going to spot her child or stuff like that.
Right.
That's what I'm referring to, because that I don't feel like anybody should be calling anybody, oh, are you going to do taxes or are you going to pay your child or can I fire your child? Because I've been getting that. I'm speaking on my own experience. I've been getting that for the past couple of years because my daughter's 3 years old. So I've been getting that. I'd be like, no, I'm not giving anybody my daughter's information for you to fire her. I'm her mom. I'm taking care of her, not you.
Right. And, you know, I want people to be very careful with doing that.
Right.
Be very careful because at the end of the day, the government don't care. The government do not care. When people get caught doing that, people don't understand. That say you might get over at the moment, but the person that files for the child, they get they get penalized for like 5 years. That's saving the IRS money. The IRS, you just work all year for free.
Mm-hmm.
All year for free, and you can't file income tax because of one thing. So sometimes it's like, you know, it's not even worth it. If you're really, really helping take care of that child, then that's one thing. But if you're not, it's not worth it because they're definitely cracking down. And I try to, you know, not, like, go against the government. I really don't care about that part. Like, but I try to educate people, you know what I mean? Just put in that hard work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
People don't know Queen of the Curves. The first 2 years, I made $0 and 0 cents. But you know what? I kept doing it. I continue to do it. Because it was my passion. I want everybody to find their passion so, you know, they can do their thing too, you know, and start building.
Mm-hmm.
And don't have to worry about, you know, oh, I'm going to give this person my child to claim so I can get that extra $1,000.
Right.
You know, because you've invested in yourself, you know, so you're not worried about those type of things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to build ourselves. I think we definitely have to build ourselves and get to where we want so we're making a comfortable income. So it's not just we're balling one time a year.
Exactly.
You know, so it's
exactly.
Like, whatever. But Dolores, thank you for calling, and we're about to move on to our interview for tonight. And
you're
stay
welcome.
On the line.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, good night.
Hey everybody, you are tuned in. Everybody just came in, you're tuned in to Shots Fire Talk Show with your girl Shalakimia. And we're definitely gonna go to our artist interview right now. Let's see if he is tuned in with us. Hello, Mr. Young Trapper, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up? Tell everybody where you're from.
Yeah, man, it's your boy Young Chopper, man, calling out that 407 Orlando, Florida area, checking in on the line.
Okay. I do wanna you know, just I wanna ask you, are you just like a rapper? Like, is that you just rap? Is that what you do? Do you produce too? Like, what do you do? Tell us everything that you do.
I mean, you know, I make music. I know how to produce the music too, but, you know, I choose to have my little group of people that I let handle that. I just mostly just take the music, you know.
Okay. And how long have you been in the music industry, and what made you realize you wanted to pursue music?
I mean, you know, I've been messing with it for a little minute, but it's probably like my second, third year messing with it. This time I really just started going serious with it, you know what I'm saying, putting the money that need to be put in, you know what I'm saying, talking to the right people and getting these shows booked. So, yeah,
okay.
I think I, you know, do what I do.
How would you describe your music?
I mean, see, my music comes from, you know what I'm saying, experience and, you know what I'm saying, the kind of people I hang out with or whatever. Like, it basically tells my life story, the shit I done seen, did, heard, you know what I'm saying? Like, showing other people, you know what I'm saying, this the right way, this the wrong way and stuff like that. My music comes with, like, you know what I'm saying, you can picture what I'm talking about. I ain't rapping about no Maserati because I ain't got no Maserati, you know what I'm saying? Everything I rap about, you can relate to.
Okay, so basically you use your music to express yourself, things you've been through in life, things you're going through.
Basically, yeah.
Okay, so what song would you say is your favorite song that you made?
I think I like my Standing in the Kitchen song. That's my thing right there. It's like it attracts my street people, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, I feel like music is for everybody, so I try to make something that I feel like everybody can relate to.
Right. Is any of your songs like inspirational to the youth? I know we have a lot of artists out here that, you know, like you just said a minute ago, you don't rap about cars because, you know, certain type of cars because you don't have that type of car. We have a lot of rappers that rap about things they don't have, things they have not been through, you know, things they have not done. So I just want to kind of know, would you ever make an inspirational song for our youth to inspire our youth to do better out here?
I mean, of course, I think that's exactly what we need, you know what I'm saying, because the music is a big thing now, and the young people are looking up to a lot of these artists. So, yes, I would make a song that's inspirational for the children to let them know, yeah, this lifestyle that drug dealers and dope boys, it looks fancy, but it comes with a lot of problems, you know what I'm saying, that jail and all that stuff. All that comes with the game, you know what I'm saying, all the fun. It's fun while it's lasting, but when it's hit the fan, it really fuck you up and, you know, change your life. And when you try to start doing right, it always comes back to haunt you.
So we can expect a song from you in the future that's going to inspire our young men?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, right now I'm just getting started, so, you know, I'm capturing my fan base. And then, you know, mm-hmm. I've been hearing requests of stuff like, okay, you need to talk about this and talk about that. So, you know, I am listening to the people, and yes, it will be a song that's going to motivate the younger generation to not fall into this street trap game that they got set out here for us black. Not only, yeah, but it's mostly us black because that's all you see mostly locked up in the penitentiary anyway. So,
right.
I mean, you know, we got to change that, man, you know, so they got it set up for us to keep going in because after you catch one felony, it's like, it's hard, you know what I'm saying, try to change because they start to keep bringing up your past. So, it's definitely
right.
What we need.
I salute you and I respect you for that, being a mom of two boys, you know.
Yeah.
I know that a lot of young men out here struggle with, you know, single-parent household, you know,
yeah.
Turning to the streets and things like that. So I do think it's a song needed, you know, to inspire them because most of them are inspired through music. So I think
yeah,
that would just be
true.
Like something awesome, 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 awesome.
I think
that would start
yeah.
a new trend, too.
It really would. Because like I said, you know, the youngsters are attracted to these fancy cars that, you know, we risk our lives to get, you know what I'm saying, to impress people. But like I said, all that stuff comes with a life story that, I mean, it's not good. It just looked good for a minute, but I'm telling you, it's not what it is. Because I've been through it, and like now I use the music as a distraction basically to keep me away from trying to go do that. I feel like instead of investing in that, I can invest in something that I can get paid for and I'm gonna be looking over my shoulder all the time.
Right. Absolutely.
So.
One more thing I wanna touch on. Do you have any shows coming up? Any performances you wanna share?
I mean, as of right now, everything is basically just been to restart back up because I recently just got home from dealing with a little problem that I had with the system. So I finally got all that out the way. So, yes, I am finna start booking shows, and I will be calling in to let you know when all that is, you know, and interacting on the show a lot more because, you know, I really appreciate, you know what I'm saying, they say those, you know what I'm saying, you look out for those that look out for you. So, I mean, like I said, I'm going to promote it heavy.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that. I want you to let the listeners know how to contact you on social media, your Instagram, your
yeah.
Twitter, your Facebook.
I mean, you can hit me up on Facebook, Young Trapper Man. You know what I'm saying? I got a fan page, Young Trapper, Y-U-N-G Trapper. You know what I'm saying? Fan page. You can follow me on Twitter at JW2018 and Instagram, Lil Trapper 2800.
Okay, Young Trapper. So now I have one of your songs, and I would like you to introduce your song.
All right. Yeah, this my single off of my mixtape, Who Is Young Trapper. Y'all can go listen to that at livemixtapes.com and certified mixtapes. That's Young Trapper, man. Who is Young Trapper? And this song is called Choosing Lovers. You know what I'm saying? The song inspired me. You know what I'm saying? Because I hang with the old folks and all that, so, you know, I had to make one that everybody can relate to. But this is my new single, Choosing Lovers by Young Trapper.
Girl, I guess that just what we is. Ain't a tight and hold it down. If you ain't know, you don't. I'm talking hold it down. If I got damn up, had to sit for a while. Keep playing your role, girl. It's a mind thing, not materialistic. Cause just how we got it, still can lose it real quick. Taking time, I forward, we'll move us, sit down and eat. You Michelle, I'm Obama, presidential suite. You chose me to keep you happy, what it's gon' be. Take your clothes, I'm making love, you dripping on them sheets. They wanna be, but these niggas ain't fly as me. I got a wet from the sound coming from a track. The old school sitting on top of that hip hop beat. Big shout out to the one that kept it real with me. Even though it's legit, some people still creep. Stay real, stay loyal, that's why you chose me. Don't show, cause they the ones spread rumors and gossip like they might. They but that's how the game seem to go. You chose me, I chose you, so baby, let's roll. Take a trip, going places, I know the things you like. This my lifestyle, not just something I rap about. Check my background, girl, I've been certified. So dope, work from housing, never had a life. But every power move, you know I'm hopping off in traffic. By any means necessary, yeah, I gotta have it. Opportunity is rare, so I had to grab it. Shout out DJ YB, you helped me happen. Dreams with hard work made dreams come true. The more work you put in, the less you get back. Cause ain't nothing going for the ones who hand out. Young Trapper, baby, so you win or you out.
Yes, that was a new single from Young Trapper, Choosy Lover. I liked it. It is definitely awesome. What I would like to do right now is I want to do something really different. My friend right now, he has his own radio show, and we're about to tap into his show and show him some love real fast. So, we're about to call over to his show. And his show...
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Every single time. I just want to add, if I may, I was coming from two meetings before this meeting, but one meeting was with the friends of the...
I thought it would work. I thought we could tap into their show and talk, but we can't. But his show is called Real Rap Radio. Terrence Young, a really good friend of mine, and I'm gonna wrap up here soon so I can get over and support his show a little bit. But 315-401, you still with me? 315-401.
I am. I'm still here.
Oh, excuse me. Thank
I'm
you.
Still here.
I got your message, And I just wanted to come back to you.
I appreciate that.
I got your message when you said that the climate changed. So I just wanted to get your
climate changed.
It did. It came from sunny.
That climate changed early, and I was like, uh-oh. But, you know, sometimes you need the climate to change a little bit, you know.
Right.
But it was good insight, you know, because some people want to get their credibility back. And I'm not going to go too far off of that. I wanted to say that portion. But
right.
I wanted to go back to what the gentleman was saying about how we need to invest, and the two women that spoke were talking about investing. And that was, if you were able to get back to me, I wanted to talk about that as well. You have a lot of people that talk about how they want to get into, I'm not going to say rap, I'm just going to say music and entertainment, or own their own business. And in the process of them having bills, as that was mentioned, and getting caught up on those bills, you got to do the research on what the business is that you want and pull that money out from your income tax to set aside to go towards that business. And then the second key to that is when you pull it out, you invest that. You can go right to your bank. You know, there's a lot of people that have messed up their bank accounts. So they have these prepaid cards, your NetSpend and Account Now and RushCard and everything that's out there. But you can go to a bank, Chase, Bank of America. They will let you open an investment account. And if you want a business, you can go open a money market, or, you know, you don't want to open a retirement account because you can't pull it out until you retire. But you can open an investment account, and then you start doing the research on your business.
Mm-hmm.
And all it takes for some of them, you know, a CD, certificate of deposit, I believe some of the banks let you open it with $100, some are $500. It just depends on the bank. And that's how you have the rainy day money, because a CD, you can get a 15-day CD, a 30-day CD. They don't go fast, but you'll have that money in there. If you get the money market account, or you get where you have these investments, like you have a 401, similar to a 401k or a 403b with your job, now you have money that you can play with, okay? And I think that once people get out of the mindset of I'm a baller for a short period of time and they want a business, now you can go and get into your business. And to address everyone that said I was angry about not getting my taxes back, trust me, I used to get taxes back and I just didn't file correctly intentionally, and that's why I owe. So that's just the short story on that. I get taxes back, but then I always ended up, you know, I've gotten them back, but there are times where I ended up owing for my own personal reasons or attempted personal gain. So, you know, I'm not mad about people getting their taxes back. Hell, I've been broke. I've been well off. I've been in the middle. I've been on the low end. I've been on the high end. So it's nothing to me. But I want people to understand that there are different aspects to, quote unquote, being a baller. You can ball mentally and put that money away and grow your business, whether you want the nail salon or the barbershop, or whether you want to go very big and open up a franchise of fast food restaurants. Whatever it is that you want to do, it can be done. Don't let anybody stop you. But I think where we get misconstrued is the fact that we look at the opinions of what we see with the eye test. And people don't shy away from doing what it is they want to do, because we'll always do what we want to do.
Right.
But do we always do what we need to do? And the answer to that is no.
That's the question.
So, you right. So, I think when it comes to the necessities, as the gentleman was saying, we got to get out of what depreciates and what is going to appreciate and grow in value. Like you said,
mm-hmm.
you got the shoes 2 for $13 from Kmart. You know, it might be funny to some people, but they're comfortable on your feet.
I mean,
you know,
and so
people gotta go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I just took it as ignorance. You see what I'm saying? I just felt like, and
right.
I don't tell anybody that. I don't care about stuff like that. I invest in the right things. I know who I am. I know what I'm doing. I don't have to go and spend all this money on an outfit and some sneakers to impress who? Impress people that
exactly.
don't pay my bills. Impress people that don't do anything for me. Even if they did, I'm not spending that type of money to impress them. I know what I do. And the sneakers I wear on my feet and the clothes I wear on my back don't make me who I am.
Right, and that makes complete sense.
But some people need those clothes to validate who they are. I don't.
They do. They do. And see, something like, to me, something like that comes down to self-esteem issues. Because you're looking for validation from the outside world to say, oh, I have Jordans on my feet, or I have this designer shirt or these designer pants. And, yeah,
right.
they look good on some people. Don't get me wrong. As a man, I've seen women, I'm like, man, she looked good in that outfit. And I'm sure women have seen men, and they're like, he looks damn fine in that outfit.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes down to it, what is their personality? What is their mindset behind that, aside from what somebody sees with their own eyes,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, you know, if you're getting back, you know, X amount of dollars,
mm-hmm.
try to invest that. I mean, it's very hard if you, you know, and I've seen people only get back $100. It's very hard to invest $100 in a business unless you're in the network marketing
mm-hmm.
and you want to take that chance. But if you're getting back, you know, 4 figures, $1,000 or better, or even 5 figures, you can put some of that into yourself business wise.
Right.
You know, I know people that rap or sing that have never been to a studio. That's studio time money. That's dent money.
Mm-hmm.
Investing yourself. Don't go out there and buy a gold chain and you don't have a demo or a platinum chain or a pinky ring or whatever it is they're wearing now. Don't do that. You know, get yourself together. Because
right.
when it comes down to it, you're your own investment right now. And you don't have
mm-hmm.
if you don't have a label or you want to start your own label, start looking into how to build that up. And I can speak on this because I'm in the process of building 2 businesses. So, you know, I understand some of the ins and outs of what I'm trying to do, even though it's new to me. I don't sing, I don't rap, but I know talent when I see it, when I hear it.
Right.
And I just feel like when it comes to people have to take the time to invest in themselves. That's what it comes down to. You know, take care of your kids. You know, if you have them, don't let them run amok, looking crazy, because that just isn't cool. And you looking sharp as a tack and your kids looking tacky, that's not good.
Right.
It's just not
You're
good.
Absolutely right. But Rashawn, I want to thank you for coming on. We're going to wrap up so I can run
no problem.
To the other show and support my friends. And,
I appreciate you having me again. You know, I'm glad I've been on for the last 3 weeks. You have some great, great shows. And, you know, even though, you know, some people may think of the show topic as being negative, we can always put a positive spin on it to try to help at least one person.
Absolutely, and that's my goal every week. And absolutely. Thank you for supporting the show every week.
You're welcome.
Okay. Have a good night.
You do the same.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in this week. I think that we definitely, you know, touched the topic and everybody that called in to give their opinion and their insight. You know, I hope that, you know, the callers that needed to hear the wisdom, you know, that they dished out. I hope that, you know, those certain callers were on the line. I hope that people took something from it. It wasn't to bash anybody about spending their income tax, but it was definitely about, you know, make better choices with it. I hope no one took it negative. I hope that it was definitely taken as a positive, because nobody wants to see somebody in a situation where they have their income tax in February and then April and May you're borrowing money. Nobody wants to borrow money. Who really can, you know, who can really ask? I know I hate to ask people to borrow money. I hate it. I hate it. If I don't have it, I just go without it. But just to prevent that, you know, put something up for a rainy day. You know, we spend money on crazy stuff all the time, stuff we don't even need, stuff we want. Save that money from the stuff you want and see how much money that you have for a rainy day. Then you don't have to ask anybody to borrow anything, you know, and you're not down and out. So, you know, it's just a choice. You know, when you get your income tax, put some money up to the side. Put some in savings. You know, start having the savings. We should have savings anyway. Anyway, outside of income tax money, we should have savings, period. You know, we, as people, we definitely have to start managing our money better. But this is Shots Fire Talk Show with your host, Shala Kimia. And thank you for tuning in with us. Good night.
New Remy Ma. It's called Fresh.
Yeah, all my fly niggas, all my fly bitches.
Oh, yeah. Back, check, got it, you check.